ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गतामाह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मुक्तं करोति वाचालं भङ्गं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपालमहावन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं वीरयेत् श्रृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनो हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदनोति सुहृत्सदा नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ नमो भगवते
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, the title of the chapter is Lord Rishabhadeva's Teachings, text number 15. शिष्यं च नृपो गुरुर्वा
पुत्रं च शिष्यं च नृपो गुरुर्वा
पुत्रं च शिष्यं च नृपो गुरुर्वा
पुत्रं च शिष्यं च नृपो गुरुर्वा
मल्लोककामो मदनुग्रहार्ता
योजयन् मनुजो अर्थं लभेत
निपातयन् नष्टदृशं हि गर्ते निपातयन् नष्टदृशं हि गर्ते पुत्रं च शिष्यं च नृपो गुरुर्वा मल्लोककामो मदनुग्रहात् न योजये कर्म सुकर्म मूरा योजयन् मनुजोऽर्थं लभेत निपातयन् नष्टदृशान् हि गर्ते पुत्रंश शिष्यंश्च नृपो गुरुर्वा मल्लोककामो मत् अनुग्रहात् इत्थं विमान्योरनुशिष्या अतज्ञा न योजये कर्मसु कर्म मूढा योजयन् मनुजो अर्थं लभेत निपातयन् नष्टदृशं हि गर्ते पुत्रान्
सन्स्
च एण्ड् शिष्यान् द डिसैपल्स् च एण्ड् नृपा the king, guru, the spiritual master, va, a, mat loka kama, desiring to go to my abode, mat anugraha artha, thinking that to achieve my mercy is the aim of life,
thinking that to achieve my mercy is the aim of
life, in the manner, Vimanyo, free from anger, Anusishyat, should instruct Atajnyat, bereft of spiritual knowledge, not Yojaye, should engage Karmasu, in fruitive activities, Karma Mudhan, simply engaged in pious or impious activities. Come, what? Yojayan, engaging. Manuja, a man, artam, benefit, labheta, can achieve. Nipatayan, causing to fall. Nasta drisham, one who is already bereft of his transcendental sight. He, indeed, Garte, in the whole. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. If one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and chief aim of life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions even if his disciple, son or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. They should always avoid fruitive activity. If one puts into the bondage of karmic activity his disciple, son or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will one profit? It is like leading a blind man to a dark well. and causing him to fall in. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.26. Na buddhi vedam janaye agyanam karma sanginam joshaye sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. Let not the wise disrupt the minds of the ignorant who are attached to fruitive action. They should be encouraged not to refrain from work, but to work in the spirit of devotion. So here, Lord Rishabhadev is continuing his teachings. Initial about 10 to 12, 13 verses. So it's all the, this is like the key verses, key teachings of Rishabhadev. It's like Rishabhadev is teaching to his 100 sons headed by Maharaj Bharat. And here in this sloka, it's very interesting. He is saying, if one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, because this is our purpose in life. The purpose of life is, different people have different purpose of life. What is your ambition? What is your aim? If you ask, depending on the level that what they are in, they may say, I want to become a doctor, I want to become an engineer, I want to become this, I want to become that. But these aims are there, but these aims are not the ultimate aim. The ultimate aim is having taken birth in this material world. So we have to find a solution to all the problems in life. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshan. This is what Bhagavad Gita teaches us. These are the main problems in life. We have other problems also, like a very job problem, economy problem, virus problem, this problem, that problem. Those problems are not, we are not denying the problem. But ultimate problem is the janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Because of that only we are taking birth again and again into this material world. So the intelligent person is one who makes this enquiry. Tatho brahma jignyasa. Jignyasa means the inquisitiveness. He has to inquire why. Where did I come from? Where am I going? Why should I go through all these difficulties? Why these things are imposed upon me? Is there any way to get out of this? All these questions only intelligent person can ask. So that person, then Srila Prabhupada says and Rishabhadev says here, if one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and chief aim of his life. So this is like a, that should be our, if we keep that aim, because how to please Krishna, how to perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna, so that way we don't have to come back again back to this material. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. So this continues, this cycle continues again and again. So in the human form of life, we have an opportunity to put a full stop. Yes, I can put a full stop here. This life we can do that. But in other species, it's very difficult. Animal form or any other form, it is very difficult to put a full stop. But in the human form of life, it is possible. So Rishabhadev is giving instructions. Actually, he gave instruction. Now he is giving how to give instructions. Actually, here he says, if his father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. So he says that also it is the duty. How a king or how a spiritual master or how a governmental head has to advise or how to give, they have to give instructions. So Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture on this on Vrindavan. So he says this, the two kinds of rulers are there. There are two kinds of rulers. One is a government ruler, the government is ruling, and the teacher. Teacher is a normal teacher or even a spiritual master. He is also considered. The two kinds of teachers are there. So, guru means spiritual master can control the disciples. The disciples obey the order of the spiritual master out of love. Because the disciple is like out of love only he obeys the orders. It's not like a guru is having a stick in the hand and then now going to punish him like that. No, guru hitam. Guru hitam means just for the sake of, because the love and affection, because we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, there are so many disciples out of love for Srila Prabhupada. Out of love for Srila Prabhupada, they would have heard only a few words of Srila Prabhupada and then they cherish the words and then they continue the journey. This is like it's not that they might not have had a long term association. Some devotees might have had long association, but some devotees might not have had long association. They might have a very brief association with Srila Prabhupada, but still they cherish that memory, cherish that whatever the association they had, and then they continue the journey for years and years, decades and decades they continue. Why? Because of the love and affection. Whatever the spiritual master has given us, so that a disciple cannot be able to repay. It's not possible. It's not possible for the disciple, whatever he does, he may not be able to repay the spiritual master. But we can make an attempt. What is that attempt? That is why Srila Prabhupada many times says, if you want to please me, so then he gives different instructions. Yeah, you distribute the books or you try to cultivate people, you know, different type of instructions he gives. So that way he is doing out of love for the spiritual master. So then Srila Prabhupada goes on saying, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna, Sishyasteham Sadhimam Kam Prapannam. So Arjuna accepted, Arjuna was in a perplexity, so he didn't know what to do, or he was put in a situation that he didn't know what to do. So then he asked this question and then he surrendered to Krishna. Originally he was thinking, no, I don't want to fight, because this is his hitam only. He was thinking of his own consideration. But when he understood Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna wants this way. So then he decided to fight. This is Guru Hitam. What the Guru wants, what Krishna wants, then the disciple is ready to do. So that way, so here Arjuna, for his personal benefit, he did not want to fight. But for Krishna Hitam, for the benefit of Krishna, he fought. So that is the instruction given here. So now it is like the instruction is given like that, and why should why we should accept the order? The order is given by the Guru. Why should we accept the order? And what is the purpose? Then the Prabhupada says here, the purpose is malloka kama mad anugrahartha. This is the ideal life. One should seek the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is the aim of life, mad anugraha. And what is the benefit of pleasing Krishna? Now, malloka kamo, he comes back to me. Krishna says, if you please me, because this is like we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have to understand that sometimes people always wonder, why should I please Krishna? Normally in the material world, the trend is to please me, to please the self only. Because why should I please the other person actually? Nobody is interested in pleasing the other person. But why Krishna says that we have to please him? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our pleasure is dependent on Krishna's pleasure. If Krishna is pleased, automatically our pleasure is included. It's a package deal actually. When we come to this material world, it's a package deal. When we try to satisfy ourselves, then the pleasure is not coming. But when you try to please Krishna, your pleasure is automatically included in Krishna, when satisfying Krishna. That's why Krishna says, Narada Muni says, when you pour the water in the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. When you put the food in the stomach, the whole body gets nourished. Similarly, when you worship Achyuta, when you worship the Lord, automatically everyone is pleased. So this we have to learn this trick actually. The trick of how to, because individually we may try to please this one, please this one, please that one. May not happen, may not work actually. But if you try to please Achyuta, if you try to please Krishna, then because Krishna, you are part and parcel of Krishna, when Krishna is satisfied, automatically everybody else is satisfied. It's a bit hard to understand, but Krishna proves that time and again. If Krishna is satisfied, everybody is satisfied. In the mother Draupadi, when she was in the forest, because Durvasamuni came with all his disciples. No, at that time, everybody has eaten. Nobody knows, nothing to serve, but Durvasamuni, as we all know, a very angry person. He may give curse. No? But and Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, please come, please take bath and have prasadam here. Like, but there is nothing there. Akshaya Patra also was there, but Draupadi has already eaten. So that means that day quota is finished for Akshaya Patra. So what to do? So Draupadi immediately meditated on Krishna, and Krishna comes, and Krishna is saying, I am very hungry. It's like a kind of situation where Draupadi's problem is that only, eating problem, because she has to feed all the people. But Krishna says, oh, I am very hungry. No, I don't want to worry about it. First, give me something to eat, then we'll talk. But there is nothing there. So then Krishna picked up that vessel and then happened to take one grain and then just put in his mouth. That's it. Everybody completely, Dhruvatsuni and his entourage, everybody was completely full up to the neck. Because that is Krishna. Krishna can do, because when Krishna is satisfied, yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. When Krishna is satisfied, jagat tushte, because the whole universe is satisfied. But we try to individually satisfy this. They are not satisfied. But if Krishna is pleased, Krishna is satisfied, that is the proof. The whole society, the whole Krishna conscious movement is a proof of that. Because Srila Prabhupada's aim was how to satisfy Krishna, how to please Krishna, how to do things for the pleasure of Krishna. So automatically everybody is happy. Everybody is happy performing devotional service in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like it's the same thing. This is like if one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and chief aim of life. So then what is the other option? If you don't want to do that, then Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ashraddha dana purusha dharmasya asya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrutya samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. So they return here. So because they are not serious, they are not like they don't have faith in Krishna. So then they have to come back again to this material world. So now here the Srila Prabhupada says in this, if the father instructing his son, a spiritual master instructing his disciple, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. As I have advised means all the slokas, whatever he has done. Like this is the human form of life. In the human form of life, we don't have to work like dogs and hogs, and we have to use tapo divyam. All these instructions. And then he says, without being angry, one should continue giving instruction even if his disciple, son or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. So it's a step-by-step. Step-by-step is giving instruction. He knows that this instruction will be given sometime and the person may not be able to follow that person. So we find it. Many times Guru gives instruction because of our limitations or our incapability. We are not able to follow that. So the Guru still tolerates it. Gives opportunity, gives chance to improve. And see, this is like the business of a Guru, the business of a teacher is a thankless task. Thankless task is like you are trying to save someone and then you will be blamed. This is like analogy I read. There was one sadhu who was going in the river. There was one scorpion. He fell into the water. Scorpion fell into the water. So the sadhu's nature is like a very compassionate. Oh, the scorpion fell. So immediately he picked up the scorpion and then tried to take it out and put outside. And then while taking out only the scorpion is biting. So again scorpion fell into the water. Again the person picked up the scorpion and then again scorpion. So the one person is observing, sadhu, this scorpion, every time you are taking it out and you are putting it, the scorpion is biting you. Don't you have sense? Why are you again and again taking and trying to revive that scorpion? But the sadhu replied, the nature of the scorpion is to bite. The nature of the sadhu is to protect. We show compassion. If the scorpion is not able to give up its nature, why a sadhu, I should give up my nature? Sadhu's nature is compassion and the scorpion nature is to bite. Because that is the whole problem in the material world. You try to save someone, this is what they say in English, bite the helping hand, biting the helping hand. So the hand is feeding, that hand only is able to bite. Sometimes we go and try to help the person who is already in the path of darkness, and then the person blames, like, oh, you are brainwashing, you are doing that, you are doing all this. But that problem is, it's not brainwashing. It's like trying to give them the proper understanding. They don't have understanding. They are like going to Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. The person who is going to Mrityu Samsara Vartmani, the guru, out of his compassion, tries to pull him out and then tries to take back home, back to garden. So it is a thankless task. It's not like not very much appreciated. They will blame you, they will do all this. But still they do. Why they do? Because it is pleasing to Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, towards the end of the chapter, the person who tries to give this knowledge, tries to distribute this knowledge, is very, very dear to me. Krishna says, Yaitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. Krishna says, a person who is trying to reclaim this conditioned soul and then bring them back to Krishna is very, very dear to him. So for that purpose, Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure, all these things are done. It is not just like increasing the number of people. That is not the purpose. Because even one soul reclined is also very, very pleasing. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, if you read in the introduction, Prabhupada is so humble. He writes, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and a person becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we consider all our effects as successful. Prabhupada is so humble. He says, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and tries to become a pure devotee of the Lord, we consider all our attempts as successful. So he is not thinking that we have done a big thing. He still takes a very humble position, because now millions and millions of people are reading Bhagavad Gita and they have perfected their life. They have done so many wonders. They continue to do, but still Prabhupada had the very least expectation. He thought, even one person reads also, because sometimes people will ask, oh, is this all worth doing? Sometimes people ask this question, you are putting on so much effort, so much energy, so much, is all worth doing? Prabhupada says, yes, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and perfects, he says, go back home, back to God, it is all worth the effort actually. So what to talk of? So that is why this effort is needed. So even though sometimes it may not be recognized, people may get angry and people may scold us or criticize us, doesn't matter. We have to still continue the process, not for any purpose, for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna has instructed, you try to do that, you become very, very dear to me. Actually, in the material world, we are thinking we are devotees are very less, actually. Actually, the material world itself only a minority, because this is Tripada Vibhuti, this is 3/4 of them, this thing, they are very happy in the spiritual world, they are enjoying. We are only a minority here. And in this minority, devotees are we are thinking like we are devotees are very minimal. But when we think of the other world, spiritual world is for all devotees only. Everyone is there. So if you think about that, then we will not have any kind of, oh, why we are only very less number of people. No, a lot of people are there. All the people are enjoying in the spiritual world. Here material world is like a prison house. Only the very minimum people are here. But that minimum only looks to us so many, but doesn't matter. So that is why when we have a faith in the words of Guru, faith in the words of Krishna, then we will continue our process. We are not, okay, if somebody criticizes, okay, that's fine. But that's why here Srila Prabhupada says in the translation, he should continue giving instruction, even if his disciple, son or citizen, sometimes unable to follow his order. Sometimes may not be able to follow the order. And he says further, ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activity should be engaged in devotional service by all means. Because this is and Srila Prabhupada quotes this this sloka from Bhagavad Gita. This is na buddhi vedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmanam vidvan yukta samachara. So there it says, so as not to disturb the minds of ignorant man attached to fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. So this is the activities, the ignorant person also performs activities, a learned person also performs activities. So what is the difference? Ignorant person performs activities thinking for his sense gratification. The learned person also performs activities for the pleasure of Krishna. So that is why the learned person should not disrupt. disrupt the mind. Sometimes the people perform some activities, we just say, ah, no, that is nonsense, don't do that. Instead, how that activity can be dovetailed? Prabhupada coined the term dovetailed. How to use their activities in the service of Krishna? We have to be intelligent. We have to scratch our brain. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in New York. So in the middle of the lecture, one man walks in. He just walks in. I have to fix this. He just went and put some toilet rolls in this thing. Like, and everybody is looking at him. What disgusting, this fellow comes in the middle. But Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, this person has a wonderful service attitude. Everybody is thinking as he's a disgusting man, he's coming and disturbing. But Prabhupada had a different vision. So that is why, so he thought, this person may be doing that, but how to use this person's attitude in the service of Krishna. So that is why Srila, this sloka that Srila Prabhupada says, so as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. So this is like the whole Bhagavad Gita is that only. The whole Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says in the third chapter, see Krishna, one side you are saying work, jnana is better, the other side you are saying work with devotion is better. Please tell me conclusively what is better for me. So he is asking. So he says, so that is why then Krishna goes on giving further elaboration. Yes, work, jnana is better, but working, like giving up work or work in devotion. So out of these two, working in devotion is a lot better. Yes, our nature is to work, because it is like this thing, we are accustomed to work actually. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says, how to use your work in the service of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada always gives nice analogies. So he gives an analogy of sometimes when you overindulge in milk, sometimes when we keep on taking milk sweets, not so much milk and milk sweets, so then you get some disorder, stomach disorder. So what is the solution for that? Simple solution, the same milk product. Then Prabhupada says, when it is therapeutically used, the milk is also created problem. How to solve the problem? Use the same milk product, yogurt, and then use it in that way, then the disorder can be solved. The same way, activities, material world, their activities are creating a problem. So the same activity, you therapeutically use that activity in the service of Krishna, then the activity will not create, the result of that disorder, that will be cured. So that nobody is asking us to stop the activity. Now stopping the activity is not possible at all. Because the spirit soul by nature is very active. Very, very active, and you can't completely give up this activity. So instead, that is why in this verse, Rishabhadev is instructing, no, there's no point in stopping the activity. We have to convert the activity, dovetail the activity in the service of the Lord. So then that activity can be purified. So like this, so the instructions of Rishabhadev is there, and this is like a Srila Prabhupada concludes here saying that if one puts in the bondage of karmic activity, his disciple, son or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will one profit? It is like leading a blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in. So this is a very nice analogy. The person himself is blind, and then you are leading him to the dark well, and then what do you expect? He is going to fall. So that is why, instead of allowing the person to get into this type of karmic, fruitive activity is a business. I give this to you. I do this. So this is like a business type of mentality, the expectation, that is very, very difficult. So if you keep on the same mentality is kept, wherever you go, you will maintain the mentality. The business type of mentality, I put $1 in the Udyam, I should get $100,000 somewhere. Like this type of mentality. Because when there is a love, there is affection. If you do love and affection, automatically you get the mercy of Krishna. Because Krishna has provided everything for us. Nityo, Nityanam, Chetanas, Chetanam. Everything is provided for us, for our sustenance, for our maintenance. Everything Krishna provides. So only thing what is requested from us is we try to do some work. For the pleasure of Krishna. If you do that, then all your maintenance, everything is looked at. So that is the purpose. So the spiritual master, the leader, or the the father. So this guru is the one supposed to instruct the disciples in this way, so that the disciples' ultimate aim is going back home, back to Godhead. That is fulfilled. So that's so also today, short time is there, but we want to, today is the disappearance day of Srila Gaurak Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He is a very exalted Vaishnava and spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So we thought now we will, he's an exalted personality. We may not have able to do justice in 15-20 minutes, but at least we can scratch the surface so that we can try to understand a little bit about Maharaj, and then maybe we can go back and then read a bit more. And there is a lot of reading material about Goswami Maharaj, so we can, I want to read a little bit, some pastimes of that, and then I will leave this thing, because it's like we have a lot of biographies available, the material available also. So I want to read about that. So I just want to read the Srila Bhakti Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's Pranam Mantra, which we will be chanting in the afternoon while offering Pushpanjali, because that has a very wonderful meaning. So I just want to read that. And this is Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Pranati. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambhujaya Te Namaha. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambhujaya Te Namaha. So the meaning is, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in a feeling of separation and intense love of Krishna. So this is the translation. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavan Bhajanon Mukasya Paramparam Jigibishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Ata Yoshitamscha Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshanam To Api Asado. For one who really wants to cross the material ocean and who wants to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without any connection with anything material, seeing a materialistic engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested in more abominable than drinking poison willingly. So then, say, this letter and spirit of this verse was the very life and soul of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He never accepted anything from the materialist. Used to find cloth discarded from the bodies of the dead at the burning god. After washing it in the Ganges, he would tear into pieces to make some outer cloth and gopis. He would bake some handfuls of parched rice from the houses of pious and saintly grahasthas. And then he would go and soak that rice in the Ganges until it was soft. After adding some salt and pepper, he would take that as his sustenance. He would not beg for anything more than this. He was completely without any material desires. So this is Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's this thing. I have a small write-up. I'll just this is a compilation from different pastimes of Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Math and Sri Gaudiya Math, as well as their various branches, took Bhagavata Diksha from the Siddha Mahatma, this great soul, perfected spiritual master. Of course, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is a Mahapurusha, a great personality, a Nishkinchana devotee, free from all material things. Still, in connection with the shelter, he accepted to manifesting his greatness as a devotee. It has been learned that he took birth in a Vaishya family by the banks of the river Padma near Tepahola in a place called Bagyam. When Babaji Maharaj was living in in the Grahastha Ashram, his name was Vamsi Das. At that time he was maintaining his life by farming corn in this way, doing honest work and living a regulated life according to the principles of scriptures, along with chaste and humble wife. In this way he lived for some time. Gradually he began searching for ultimate meaning of life. Finally the time for renunciation came. Breaking off his connection with his wife once and for all, he left the family life, began and went to Vrindavan. There he became in connection with Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, one of the disciples of the topmost Vaishnava, Jagannath Das Babaji. From Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, he accepted the dress of one of the renounced order of life and thus became a Babaji after first having wandered the 64 miles of Vrindavan, visiting all the holy places there. At this time, he maintained his life by practicing Madhupari and sleeping under a different tree each night. He saw the residents of Vrindavan as being direct personal associates of Sri Krishna and offered his obeisances to everyone, every tree, creeper, insect and locust in the holy dham. For many days he stayed in Barshan. There, among other kinds of service he rendered, he would constantly make the flower garlands for Radha and Krishna. In this way, he enjoyed great transcendental happiness. Srila Babaji Maharaj stayed in Vrindavan for nearly 30 years, experiencing great inner satisfaction by rendering all kinds of service to the master and mistress of Vrindavan, Sri Radha and Krishna. After this time, by the mercy of the divine couple, he was ordered to go to Navadvip Dham in Gauramandal. Seeing Navadvip Dham as non-different from Vrindavan, Babaji Maharaj made his way to Gauramandal, the holy place of Sri Gaurasundar's sweet pastimes. There he visited all the holy places connected with God Gauranga. So this is like a Gaurakishodas Babaji Maharaj. So he's like he had the grahastha life, but that's why it didn't really matter for him. He was a completely renounced devotee. So he is just like a how difficult it was to get the service of, because he was not accepting any service, how difficult it was to get the service of Babaji Maharaj is illustrated by the following example. Once the Maharaj of Kashi Bazar, Mahindra Chandra Nandi Bahadur, sent someone to fetch Babaji Maharaj to his royal palace. At that time Babaji Maharaj said, "If I were to go to the king's palace, the desire for riches would arise within me. So in the king's company, mutual ill feelings would develop between me and the king. If the king wants to be my friend, tell the king to leave behind all his material opulence and the objects of enjoyment and come here where I am. He can live here with me and just live just as I am doing. He can make a small covering out of straw like those used for covering the boats used by fishermen. Where two of us can live, the king and I together, we can worship Hari in great ecstasy." The king called him to come there, but the Maharaj suggested, "Okay, you come here instead of me coming there. I will have a good time having worshipping Lord Hari." Babaji Maharaj used to say that one who wanders here and there, this is very, very, very important instruction, especially for all the devotees. Babaji Maharaj used to say that one who wanders here and there to gratify the tongue, eating anything and everything in pursuit of enjoyment, bhojana, will find that his worship, his bhajan is in vain. Bhojan and bhajan. So he says, in other words, one who wants bhojan will spoil his bhajan. Once a devotee named Haren Babu in his bhajan kutir in Navadvip Dham accepted some festival prasadam in his bhajan kutir. For this reason, Srila Babaji would not speak to him for 3 days. On the fourth day he said, "In your bhajan kutir, you have accepted festival prasad given by the low-class harlots and beautiful women. Because you have eaten things without regard for where they have come from, your bhajan is useless." Bit heavy, but we can understand where he is coming from. Once on the anniversary of a disappearance of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Babaji Maharaj said, "This afternoon we shall have a great festival, a Mahotsav. For this holy day marks the passing of Srila Sanatana Goswami." His servant who was nearby at that time heard him and asked, "Where will you get the things we need for a festival?" Srila Babaji Maharaj explained, "We have no need of anything. We may fast." Interesting. "We may fast and chant the holy name of Krishna. And in this humble way, we shall enjoy a great festival." because sometimes when we think festival means a big feast and a big arrangement, but his understanding was, we have no need of anything. We may fast and chant the holy name of Krishna, and in this humble way we shall enjoy a great festival. One day a resident of Agartala named Sri Narendra Kumar Sen came to visit Srila Babaji Maharaj. He wanted to know the Siddha Pranali, the path of perfection. Srila Babaji Maharaj told him, you cannot know Bhagavan through your fanciful imagination. If you go on chanting the holy name, you will gradually realize the internal meaning of its syllables. The Swarupa of the holy name will manifest itself. The sadhaka at that time will also realize his own internal self. At that time also, the sadhaka will awaken to his particular divine service to Sri Krishna, the service that will be dear to his heart upon attaining perfection. Once a certain doctor told Srila Babaji Maharaj that he wanted to come and live in Navadvip Dham so that he could heal people for free. At that time, Sri Babaji Maharaj told him, if you really want to live in Navadvip, then give up your desire to set up a free clinic. Give up your plans to help for sense enjoyers by healing them. If you want to render to some substantial service, then give up everything except what promotes Hari Bhajan. All other kinds of service and duties simply bind one to a ghastly karmic reaction. So this is like a Maharaj's instructions are like a very cutting, yes, like you say, it's a cutting instructions. So we can understand like a, because we can see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was such a great exalted scholar. He was asked by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you go and take Diksha from Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj. Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj, from a material perspective, he was uneducated. Material. But he was like a completely topmost scholar. But topmost, even though being a topmost scholar, so he accepted, yes, my father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is saying, so Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he went and took Diksha. But he didn't give Diksha also. Initially he said, no, I'm not the person to give you Diksha, go away. So then he came afterwards, you know, like, then father, you know, if you don't do, then I'm not going to, I'm going to stay here only, I'm going to finish my life. So then he said, I will ask Gaurachan. Then next day he came, then he asked, I have forgotten to ask actually. So this is like wonderful, he's like a very simple type of personality by performing all this different type of leela. So it's like he was sitting in one place, solitary bhajan. But that solitary bhajan also, but his influence was great. It's not like Prabhupada always, so many places he's right now. This is like this nirjana bhajan is not for everyone. Because you see like a nirjan bhajan we may try to do, but our mind will be sitting on like a labha pratishta puja. So that instead of doing that, but there are certain personalities like Haridas Thakur, Gaurakishwardas, Babaji Maharaj, they are very exalted personalities, and then they can do that. They can stay in place, and then they don't want this type of disturbance. But if some sincere seeker comes, yes, he wants to reveal and he wants to give instruction. Like that. So other people came, and accordingly Maharaj Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj gave instruction. But when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj went, and then he could understand the sincerity and the seriousness of this disciple, and then he initiated. So this is like they could see what is the mood of that person approaching. Like the boy came, the doctor came, he thought, like, I am doing this service by healing them. No, forget about that. You just do some work for Krishna, you know, not just like by giving the material thing, you are not going to benefit. So he could see the inner feeling, or what is that inner desire of that person. Accordingly, he gave instructions. So this is like we are very fortunate, we are coming in the line of the spiritual masters, like Srila Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, like this. So we are fortunate in that line, where we can also get the blessings. Today being a disappearance day of Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj, we can either, if you are coming to the temple, we offer the flowers here, or when you are at home, or whatever situation you are in, we can chant these prayers. నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాత్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబ రసాంబోదే పదాంబుజాయతే నమః. పుష్పాంజలి, వి కెన్ ఆఫర్ పుష్పాంజలి లైక్ దట్. వి కెన్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ హిమ్, వి కెన్ మెడిటేట్ అండ్ సీక్ హిస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ అండ్ మర్సీ. సో దట్ వే వి కెన్ ఆల్సో డెవలప్ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ టేస్ట్, లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ అఫెక్షన్ ఇన్ సర్వింగ్ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధావల్లభ గోర్నిత అండ్ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రదేవ్. శ్రీల గోరకిశోరదాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ కి
జై,
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి
జై,
శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి
జై.
Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.